First, we wanted to talk today with Richard Reichenbach, the head coach of Maine Women's Hockey. Tough weekend for them down in UConn, and we'll get the skinny on that when he joins us right now. Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
So you had a tough trip down to Storrs, and part of that has got to be that you've had some major injuries on defense. I know we can't go into specifics, but is any of that looking any better?
Yeah, no, it's looking much better, actually. I think we're missing Anna Zukova and Ebba Strandberg, so they should both be in the lineups Friday. The way that things are looking, they both have been practicing this week and are obviously excited to get back in the lineup. They were a huge part of our D, so we're excited to have them back.
Yeah, you didn't have Michaela Rogers for a while, and here's the strength. One of the strengths of this team clearly has been goaltending and defense. What kind of problems does UNH pose as they come into town for the weekend?
Yeah, I think the biggest problem that they pose is that the way they play is very unique. There's not another team in our league that does some of the things that they do. So, for example, they're just really good at creating space and getting shots to the net. I think a lot of the teams, especially since it's female hockey, like to possess the puck and try and wait for that shot. But they're a team that will cross the blue line, throw it at the net, get it out of the corner, throw it at the net. And they're really good at the way that they play at getting to the net and kind of creating havoc. So I think, with, like you said, Michaela Rogers, she came back last weekend, but she was out with mono. So she didn't play a game since well before Christmas break. Another week will help her. And, with Emma and Anna coming back, it's going to be a huge help kind of defend that style of play against UNH.
I watched two Division III hockey games, women's hockey games this weekend in person. One of the things I noticed is the big sheet can really throw off another school's game. Do you think it's more of a problem for UNH coming to play at the Alphon than it is when you go down to play at the Whittemore Center?
I think it's more, personally, in my experience as a player and as a coach, I think it's always harder to go to the bigger ice. I think just the way that you're used to playing, your conditioning, your shift length, your line changes. There's going to be obviously less time to make decisions on a smaller rink. But I think, you're kind of used to that as a hockey player, because whether you're playing on the big sheet or not, you're going to be in those scrum situations in front of the net, in the corner. So you're more accustomed to that. But I think when you get your head up on, UNH's ice, and you don't have anyone within 50 feet of you because someone is changing, it's almost a sense of, there's just so much more skating, so much more time to make a decision, and you can almost overthink it.
One of the other things that certainly goes with this game is bragging rights, border rights. Do you feel that in the women's game that these rivalries are felt as intensely as perhaps they are in the men's game?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know for a fact that when we went to UNH the last few times, there was, beat Maine signs all over their locker room, all over their hallways. I think between me and Hillary, obviously, we've been around the league for a while. She's been around the, hockey a lot longer than me, but, I've been in the league for 8 years now. And, I kind of know what it means to people from Maine. I know what it means to our players. And I think it's something that's extremely important. And I think since I've been at Maine, we've had more wins against UNH than, the previous 10 or 12 years. So I know there's a lot of pride on their side thinking that shouldn't have happened. And I know there's a pride on our side to continue keeping that tradition of getting wins against them.
So we're down to six final conference games. You're sitting in third position at the moment. BC can't be caught. They have clinched. What are your primary goal in over the last six games in terms of trying to get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, we're trying to take things one step at a time. And from a program standpoint, we're really focused on trying to finish second. That would be the highest we've ever finished previously before is fourth. So if we can get to second, that would be a huge deal. And I think that sets us up for some really good matchups in the first round. But our power play has been looking better. That's something that we've really been focused on. Some new issues have kind of come up the last few weeks. But the biggest thing, honestly, is just getting us healthy, getting us back to playing how we were, 10 days ago in that first Merrimack game at home. And getting us back to remembering kind of what put us in the situation where we had so many hockey points, where we're winning series. You know, UConn was the first series that we lost all year, and you know, we lost the first game against UNH, so this will be a great opportunity if we can sweep the weekend and win another series.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a long time since you've had as many series sweeps. You know, even in the past, maybe 3 points were great, but when you've been able to get four, it really establishes you in for the first time in a long time, Maine's had the target on its back.
Yeah, and I think for our players, that's something, you know, that they're just not used to, like, and, you know, hopefully something we get more accustomed to, but, you know, trying to explain to them that you're gonna start to get everyone's best night, like, you're going to get everyone's best game, they're working hard, you're nationally ranked. It's a huge deal to go into UConn for them and them to sweep us like they did. You know, they just swept a nationally ranked team who has a very, very good record. So, you know, I'm really interested to see. I know the girls are going to respond, and I'm interested to see, you know, their work ethic and how well they're able to compete this weekend. And, you know, it's against our rival. It's at home. You know, the men are home, so it should be a great weekend for hockey at the Alphon.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. Your games are at 2 on Friday and Saturday, and if you go to Orono on Saturday and catch the women's game at 2, you can go out, get yourself a little something to eat, and get back in time for the men's game, and you will see really, really good hockey. I was reminded of that over the weekend, just what a huge difference Division I hockey is from the rest of college hockey. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I'll give you our best wishes. I will certainly see you on Friday and Saturday, and good luck taking down the Wildcats.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Well, that was Rick Reichenbach, head coach of the University of Maine women's hockey team. One of the things that's really important these last 6 games, and Rick's too modest to admit this, but if Maine could win 4 and tie 1 of the remaining 6 games, they would stand a very good chance of getting an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Now, it wouldn't be guaranteed if that happened, even if they won all 6, though I think if they took down Boston College twice, they would get a bid. It's been a long, long time. In fact, I can't think of ever anybody was mentioning Maine women's hockey and the women's Frozen Four in the same breath. So this has really been a tremendous improvement this year. A tremendous improvement. All right, I can tell you that the University of Maine segments are brought to you by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Visit their website at BennettAuto.com, and from University Credit Union, where Black Bears Bank, celebrating 50 years, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system, students, employees, and alumni. That's since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu. And we really do want to thank those people. I always give a special thanks to Bennett Auto for all the millions of times they have saved me.